You're listening to SBS News.
7 days since the energy market was put on hold, supply has come surging back. Now the energy market operator will gradually end the suspension of the market, which Climate Change and Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the government supports.
The actions taken by AEMO last week were very significant and very necessary, and as I said at the time, had my full support. I also said that they would stay in place for not a day longer or a day shorter than the chief executive of AEMO judged as necessary.
The AEMO chief executive, Daniel Westerman, says the market will make a staged return towards normal operations.
We've seen nearly 4,000 megawatts of generation return to service since this time last week. And that means the risk of any shortfall has reduced markedly.
From 4 a.m. tomorrow, the Australian Energy Market Operator will allow the market to set the price again, but under supervision and with price caps. At least 24 hours later, provided power has been guaranteed, it'll formally end the suspension. Daniel Westerman says the approach will provide a safety barrier for consumers.
A well-functioning national electricity market is key to ensuring the lowest cost energy to Australian homes and businesses. And this step-by-step approach minimises the risk of seeing the dysfunctional behaviour that led to the market suspension last.
A key issue leading to last week's energy shortage was a series of planned and unplanned power outages at coal-fired power stations. The Labor government says it will increase the mix of renewables into the market to decarbonise the nation and help avoid future shortages. Chris Bowen says that process will be essential.
This is a massive transformation which we need to get cracking on. We need to make faster progress on this transformation of the energy grid, and we need the capacity mechanism to help us do that, to provide that safety net.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has put some of the blame on the former government for not starting the energy transition sooner.
Well, we've had a decade of denial and delay. You can't fix that in 10 days. This is a government that's dealing with a complete failure of the former government.
The Prime Minister has also criticised the Coalition over revelations from Nine newspapers that it had pledged $1 billion in 2019 to invest in new energy projects, of which none have been completed and some have been scrapped.
The grid hasn't been fixed. And yesterday you had the revelation that the great announcement that was made 3 years ago of $1 billion for additional capacity has resulted in precisely nothing. Zip. Zero.
But Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee told Sky News the Coalition did the right thing.
We had the right rate of transition in place. It's Labor that talks up the acceleration to renewables, but at the heart of this problem is not understanding that a transition takes time and a transition uses gas.
While the transition back to the spot market has now been mapped out, the longer-term problems within the system are yet to be resolved. Krishani Danji, SBS News.